what? What? That bitch said what? And he said what? And then she said what?
Alright guys, welcome back to Absolutely Arrogant. Special guest, Reed.
Actor Reed.
The actor Reed.
The actor.
And your host, Soul to God.
Whatever.
Welcome back, guys.
What's up? Sorry, we're a little late this week. We had another episode planned for you guys. It was really dope. Super special. The file got fucked up. I'm going to blame it on KG. Everyone just blame it on him for this week. But I came through with another guest, actually. We're still waiting on a guest from KG. So this guest is, we'll give you this one. You know Reed too, so let's get it started.
Who knows me?
KG doesn't know you, actually. Is that what you're trying to say?
These people are going to know me, man.
At the end of this? Let's get into it then. Tell us your life story.
I'm an American, first off.
I'm an American.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like
whoa.
Hold on. Can you guess based off the state he's from? What is it, Montana?
That's where my family's all from.
I was making guesses, and he's like,
"No." I was there last week.
He was like, "No, it's not that south." Because I was like, "What if?"
Yeah, Montana's north.
I was like, "What if you go there and all your cousins are married and shit?"
Yeah, like, that shit ain't the south. That's north.
Okay, so Montana.
They're just probably cold.
They're fucking in the forest.
Yeah, they do. They are in the forest, though. Or the plains.
Said they're big hunters. How was that trip?
It was fire.
Talk about that a little bit.
I just went up into the mountains and did mountain shit. Dude, I went to the buffalo jump and I found an arrowhead that Indians used to... There's like a big plateau in the middle of the fucking plains. And the Indians used to run herds of buffalo off of it and shoot hella arrows at them, right? Like, because they're just scaring all these buffalo off the cliff. And you could hella find buffalo bones at the bottom, and you could find Indian arrowheads, like real ones. And I found one. Like, my whole childhood I've been there and I didn't find nothing. But I finally found one when I went up there last time.
So you went up to the buffalo hunt.
To the buffalo jump. Yeah, the buffalo jump. I went up there to hunt for the arrows, because after, like, erosion, they just shot so many arrows up there that you could totally find them. Even after all these years, you could find...
They're all over the place. Arrow hunting.
Yeah, arrowhead hunting.
You know. How many arrows did you pick up?
Dude, just one. Just one good one. The tip of the arrow was missing, and then I found another one that was just, like, the bottom of another arrow. Arrowhead, but they're cool.
Out in Montana.
Caught a big ass fish out in Montana.
Is this your solo trip?
No, I went up there with my mom because it's like her family, both sides of my mom's and dad's family all live up there. So I went to go see my grandparents and cousins and everything.
But you kind of were, you grew up in Nevada, right?
Totally. Yeah, Nevada.
The city's so small, I forget it. Was it Elko or smaller?
Dude, I grew up here in Carson.
But you used to live somewhere else, right?
I used to live in Ely.
Ely.
Yeah. Even smaller. Yeah, that's way smaller than Elko.
I can never remember that.
Yeah, Ely's hella... what I remember about it is just it being like one street. general store.
And then what age did you come here?
Like 4.
Straight into this house?
Yeah.
Interesting. And you have a little bit of a martial arts background, correct?
Yeah.
KG doesn't know about this shit, so...
No.
Trying to familiarize him with you.
My dad used to make me do lots and lots of martial arts, and my brother and my sister. Because he's a big martial artist, and he's a cop, and he's seen a lot of, like, he's been shot and shit, so he was just...
What kind of martial arts? You remember?
I did Taekwondo, and that was like the main one that I did for most years, and then I did Jiu-Jitsu, like Shoshin Ryu Japanese Jiu-Jitsu, and then I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He made me go, I hated wrestling, bro, but he made me go on the wrestling team. That shit was gay, bro. Everything else was cool, but fuck the wrestling team. And then I did, wrestling. And then I did Kempo, American Ed Parker Kempo, and shit, like, that was it, pretty much. That was the bulk of it right there.
Okay.
Little shit on the side or whatnot, but that was the bulk of it.
So if we put some gloves on?
I know some techniques, like, yeah.
You think you never lose it, or what?
Lose what?
You haven't brushed up on your skills.
No, anymore. Yeah, I haven't trained in, like, years.
How long? Like, 2 years?
Longer. But that's why they asked me to be in that movie thing, because I just, they were like, oh, wait, you're a black belt? And I was like, yeah. and then they said if I could be, like, his stunt double or help him with some little, just with the movie stunt they're making. Work. And I was like, fuck it. I'd rather do that than just, like, sit at home. I was like, why not?
You said made me.
So movies.
I think that's crazy.
Made me?
Yeah, you said your dad made you do that.
Well, yeah, I felt like that a lot of the time.
Because you're like, it wasn't your choice to do fucking wrestling.
For example, right, yeah. I was on the cross country team too, dude. That was like...
That was more of a choice?
That was more of a choice, yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I did, and I was on the swim team. Like, those were the ones that
so
I would
So you've
choose.
Always been a runner?
Yeah, I've been a runner.
Interesting.
I used to do, in like middle school, I used to do all the long races. I've always been a runner, like a distance runner.
I hated cross country. My shit, if I was going to run, it would be 100 in track.
Right, I did all the worst ones. I did the 32, 16, and the 8. And the 4 sometimes. 100, 400, 800, 16.
I think track was fun, pretty interesting.
I did. You were on the track team too, or what?
For a little bit, in 8th grade, I think.
Yeah, I liked the track team in middle school. That was cool.
You know what's interesting that I think?
Middle school was
someone
that cool,
who did track that you wouldn't expect. Rel.
He did track?
Yeah. That's crazy, huh?
No, I feel like I would expect
that. He says he was fast as fuck, too.
I feel like I would almost expect that. I
why? I never expected
that. I don't know. I don't know why, I guess.
Rel is a cool guy. So.
He's a track running guy. In the past, right? But, like, is the past what the now... Like, I don't know. I was listening to this book on Buddhism yesterday, and they were talking crazy shit. Like, I could play some shit right now on my phone, bro. If you guys want me to just play it right into that mic, dude.
It's probably copyrighted.
Yeah, it is. Probably is. It was interesting shit, though. I was like, damn, bro.
So, I forget how long it was, but I booked Nell and Rel out for a show in Vegas. And Reed was there with me. He kind of, like, cooperated it with me. It probably wouldn't have gotten done without Reed and shit.
So, me and you, your car.
We just walk around
Gabe,
the college.
Francisco. And then we had to go pick up Nell and Rel, operate a whole show by ourselves, well, basically.
We were hella there a couple months before, just walking around at the college, putting up the craziest flyers.
Yeah, we just popped in and, like, let's go fucking do some promo.
Dude, I just, like, arbitrarily made the most craziest flyers ever.
And I... That shit was so funny.
I know, I'm gonna see if I still have that shit in my Google.
It was the funniest flyer. Like, what did it say? Like,
I don't even remember what it said.
Are you cool? Or some shit.
Yeah, I was like, are you cool? Like, do you think you're cool? Then you need to be here at this time.
Like, it was some abstract marketing.
It was what? Yeah, it was definitely abstract.
So what was it like for you to meet Nell and Rel and shit? Cause I know you fucked with the 90s mentality and shit.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, those guys were cool. They're just people, I guess. But
and then yeah,
but it felt like they weren't before I...
They ended up being cool as fuck.
Yeah, they were cool. But yeah, I didn't... It was tight, like, because... I don't know. Now I just listen to the guy's music and I'm like, I know that guy.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure they still remember you. Because a couple months later, he's telling me. But
I remember that white son of a bitch. Yeah. Dude, I'm trying to find if I have that document, but
My favorite part was because I made a joke. It was his car, right? And fucking, so I called him the driver. And then later on, I was like, that one guy, the driver. Reed was like, fuck you.
Was Reed doing most of driving?
He was doing all the driving. Yeah, I didn't even have a car at that point.
I drove my car down
there.
I'm
pretty sure I didn't even have a car.
Yeah, I can't find that flyer. I might have deleted it or whatever.
It was pretty funny, though.
It was fucking ridiculous.
It was just random.
Hella random. Like, you could just shit something out, like, equal to that right away.
How about them strip clubs, though?
That was tight, too.
I think me and Reed went to our first strip clubs together because we were just in Vegas bored. Dude, Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan. That guy's not even real, bro.
We gotta talk about Dapper Dan, bro.
Let's talk about Dapper Dan.
Who is Dapper Dan?
So the word,
the man, the myth, the legend.
The word on the street is, if you walk around midnight or later, Vegas, right around the MGM. And if your need for titties is strong enough, a man will show up and say, "You need some titties in your face?" You either, that moment right there, you either go with the flow or you say no, you know?
Reed was skeptical, bro.
He was skeptical as shit of Dapper.
Yeah, man, because how many people be whispering at you in Vegas when you're walking down? Like, I don't know.
He had a card. He had a business card, so I fucked
him. He did have a business card.
He says, "I'll pick you up in a party bus, take you, or a limo, take you to the fucking strip club, get you in for free."
Yeah, I was like, this all sounds too good to be true, dude. Like, who is this guy, bro?
Yeah, so he didn't want to do it. We had nothing to do, so I was like, fuck it, let's call him up. We were parked at Tropicana or some shit. No, that was before, bro. He gave us that fucking tip. I don't even know if I should give this to the podcast, because then everyone will do it. But he's like, "This is the only place you can get free parking in Vegas, blah, blah, blah," you know?
Don't leak that.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody go to the Tropicana. Park there.
And then we went...
Get your drinks at the Strat.
You know what? What about when they finesse you, though?
Yeah, man, but they put, like, an extra... Each extra shot is a dollar. Like, so you could just go wild. As long as you got $12 to spend for that original thing, then you just be like, put 6 shots in there, and you give her like a solid $18.
How about when the Tropicana's finessing them, and they put those little gates up, and they say $20 to park?
It's kind of
out, KG. Yeah. We like that shit.
Why'd you let it go out, Reed?
I don't know.
Babysitter. But, Dapper Dan, he didn't want to do it. I said, fuck it, let's do it. So first off, we went and checked his tip on free parking. Nailed it, so I was like, he can't be wrong, you know? Let's see what happens. Let's see, like, fuck it. I was ready to roll the dice, you know? We're in Vegas for the night.
He really picked us up in that party limo. Yeah, but he exactly. didn't pick us up, though. I knew he did, I knew some shit, like, but we stayed in there for a while, happened. Though.
We hit him up, he picks us up, we jump on his little party bus, he slides his book, $20, he says, "Look, there's going to be a charge at the door, so I'm going to give you $20. And then he's like, he gave us $20 each so we could get in for free. And then,
dude, a whole bachelor party got on the bus right afterwards.
Yeah, he says, "Well, I'm going to go pick up this bachelor party." He's like, "But don't tell him I gave you this money, because I'm not going to give them the money." Cracking bottles back there.
He was just had a bottle of Malibu, and he was listening to Young Thug on this fucking screen.
He just hands it to Reed. We're all drinking. Bachelor party comes on, now we're with the bachelor party random.
Just drinking on this. Dude, you remember how fast that bus driver was going, bro?
Yeah, he was driving like
Driving like a fucking maniac.
I took them on the same bus, so I'm pretty sure they know.
I think I was driving like a maniac, dude.
Chris.
Exactly. Well, yeah, he was fucking crazy.
Yeah, because I've hit up Dapper Dan since then again. With these guys and shit.
You met him?
To get his strip clubs. I don't know if they met him, but I used his resources. I got them on the bus. He wasn't with him that night. But we get in the strip club. Me and Reed get our little drinks, because you got to buy drinks or whatever. They got some fucking little side rolls to it. We get in there. Titties everywhere. It's a good time. You know, it's so funny, bro. I've never seen Reed smile so much. That shit was like the funniest shit. I'm pretty sure I know Reed's type, and it's like colored women for sure. Either like, either Latin or anything else.
Latinas
or
tight. You like the Lebanese?
Yeah, jungle fever sometimes. Is that a racist thing to say?
I wouldn't say so.
Like, that term sounds a little racist now that I'm like all on a podcast and shit. But, like, it sounds a little racist.
We'll let the people decide.
And I love everybody, dude. And they're all a bunch of scumbags, too.
When I saw him throwing the money at the Latin woman.
Dude, you remember what Francisco was doing?
this is why I brought that up, because I want to get to that.
I'll never forget that, dude. He's such a thug.
So, the problem was we stayed there too long. By the time I hit up Dapper Dan, he's like, "Yeah, I'll hit up the bus driver." I hit up the bus driver. He says he's off shift. He says, "Okay, let me hit up this other bus driver." He says he's off shift. So me and Rita are like, "Fuck it, let's just walk back." And it really wasn't that far either. The Dapper Dan came through. We got titties in our face that night.
Then there was that hella crazy construction worker who was like, "I'm gonna break your fucking neck." Yeah. Like, we were hella smiling for.
We were both just walking back after a good night, and some random construction worker was walking around at 6 a.m. to come in and clock in and do his job. he sees Reed smiling and shit, kind of looks at him specific. Like, me and him were both smiling, walking. He looks at Reed specific and is like, almost like starts beef with him. Like, I'll break your neck.
Like, out of nowhere. He said some crazy shit out of nowhere.
He said, I'll break your neck.
Did you press him back?
He did not.
No.
Pussy.
Yeah, I guess I look like a bitch now, dude.
It was unnecessary.
I think so.
Still had titty sweat on our face and shit.
I was having a good time.
We just, oh my god, bro! I'm pretty sure we had no hotel room. Like, it was a weird. Like, every time we go to Vegas, we have no plan. Just show up. Which is kind of like what we do, I'd say. But yeah, so another strip club time. The Nell time, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think it was the day before Nell got there and shit, I think. We're all at the strip club. His friend fucking, like, slides a 20 out. Just, like, slides. It was, like, the funniest thing. He went like this, like, and slid it out there instead of, like, throwing it at her, you know? And then she, like, jumped on him. She, like, fucking... And this was at Little Darlings and shit, so it was the full nude one, so she had pussy out and everything. Just both legs, like, on his shoulder, just jumps at him. Just starts, like, dancing, like, riding him a little bit. It was the funniest thing, bro. We were all dying. And then he, like, kind of, like, tapped, like, a 5 on her pussy after that. It was, like, so funny. He just, like, set it down. It was the funniest thing, bro. Strip club etiquette, I swear. So... kind of topics do I got? Let's bring up David Goggins, Reed. I understand you read his book.
Well, I listened to it on Audible.
Yeah, listen to it. What'd you think of it?
It's pretty tight, dude.
How many times did you read it? Listen to it?
Dude, I listened to it all the way once, but I listened to, like, some parts of it. Started listening to some parts of it again, but not like, thoroughly.
I just started reading it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty interesting, dude. He gets into talking about separating himself from his body and his mind, like they're three different things. Like, he's like, your mind just has to adapt to what you tell it to do, and your body has to adapt to what, so, you know, that's on the bottom. It goes like body, and then your mind, and your mind has the tactical advantage over you because it knows all your fucking problems and your fucking weaknesses and your strengths, and it just knows how to get to you. But then if you are above your mind, like, you just tell your mind, like, whoa, 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 like, not this time, buddy. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you'll hear it. If you're listening, you'll hear it. That shit's fire.
We all got the 50 cent. Well, me and Casey got the 50 cent
book. I'm going to get that one next month, bro.
We got the 50 cent book. You chose the Goggins instead. Do you think that was for a specific reason or what?
What, last month?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like a month ago or whatever.
No, I don't know. Because I listened to his podcast with Joe Rogan, and it was fucking crazy. And I was like, dude, this guy's got something to say.
Did you feel like more of a connection now?
Like, probably more so than 50 Cent, yeah, because I'm just trying to, like, yeah,
exactly,
run more and get in better shape, and, like, that's kind of where he was coming from.
So you feel like you relate to Goggins more a little bit?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. And then this month I'm listening to the Zen Buddhism book. It's fucking crazy.
So this month you got a Buddhist book?
Yeah, a book about Zen Buddhism. It's called The Way of Zen.
Like meditation,
it's like just like being,
just being okay. Just like the existence,
just chilling, yeah. Just like, it's like if, like, don't try to grasp at life. Like, life is like a like, if you try to grasp at life, then life is like a moving car. But if you just get in, you have to run really fast to catch up with that. But if you just got in the car and sat down and buckled up and chilled, then you can be chilling and going 100 miles an hour. You feel me?
Yeah.
You guys feel me?
Interesting.
Don't try to grasp at life, because the more you try to grasp at it, the more it'll...
the further away it gets.
Yeah. Like, don't try to search for nirvana, because... the act of searching for nirvana pushes it further from you.
Now, what is nirvana?
Just like a spiritual you know, like enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment, basically.
So you run every day?
Shit, not right, not like, not today, bro.
You're
like,
the smoke.
Well, if
no, nah, I'm gonna go to the maybe I'll go to the gym and run. If anybody, if they have a good filter, I'm sure they got a good filter system in there. But this fucking smoke is fucked, bro.
If anybody listening to the podcast and you don't know what's up, part of California is on fire in our area. The smoke always smokes out the town once in a while.
So
the
Tamarack Junction,
the Tamarack Fire, whatever.
Tamarack Fire.
So it's fucked up outside. So before that, though, have you been running every day?
Or what?
Yeah.
Every day?
Not when I went on that vacation last week. I ran once when I was on that trip, but I didn't like.
When you run, you catch a couple miles?
Yeah.
Like five?
At least three, but probably more like five, yeah. And then if I'm feeling hella crazy, then I'll do more.
Because you want to go from acting to marathon.
Yeah.
A marathon run. You think you got what it takes?
I think I'm going to run a marathon. It's going to be fire.
You said before the end of the year. Have you even looked into that?
Dude, I'm not going to do it before the end of this year.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Year.
You shouldn't have told me
I don't
that.
Think I did, man.
You did. I could
check
pull
your
it
messages,
up.
Bro.
It says before the end of the year. I said, you don't tell the universe things like that.
Check your fucking phone, then.
I'm pulling it up. You guys keep going.
What's stopping you from doing it this year?
Exactly.
Nothing, I guess, right?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, I haven't run.
I thought that was the perfect
I feel
goal.
Like I'd have to run more and train more
with
before
David
that.
David Goggins.
Because the most... Yeah, but fuck that, dude. That fool fucked himself up, dude.
But if you practice five to, like... If you read the book, he says, like...
But I could be going harder anyway.
It. Exactly, you know?
Anybody could. Everybody could.
I think you do a marathon at the end of the year.
I probably. So I did like 12 miles recently. That was like the most I've gone.
Exactly.
So
you already hit
so I could
12.
Do a half a marathon.
Should we sign
like
Rita?
Maybe I said half marathon.
After
I was looking
podcast.
Up the marathons for the year and shit like that. They
sign them up after this podcast.
I was looking it up too, dude. I seen some of them. There's a lot up in like Tahoe and shit, but right now, probably not. Like, I don't know if there's any of this month or whatever. Maybe in the winter.
But next year, I'm pretty sure you could take it.
Next year? Yeah, dude. By next year, that's the goal. It's like sometime next year. If I just kept practicing every day, I could probably run that far by next year. I hear it gets hella hard around like 18 or 20 miles, and I don't know nothing about that. So
how many miles in a marathon?
26.
Bro, I'm going to do one by the end of next year. Damn it.
Okay. Oh, I said the end of next year,
okay.
Didn't I? I was going to say, that sounds more
like
it.
Okay, but it does say I'm going to be a marathon runner on God.
I will. I'll do it, bro.
I swear, I thought you said this year, and I started looking. I was like, damn, that's a
no,
good
because this year is like,
yeah,
I'm
there's only a couple left.
I'm not. Well, maybe I am good enough, but I'd probably end up a little bit like David Goggins if I did it. So that's not how I'm trying to play it.
You just don't want to piss blood, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to piss blood, and I don't know what all that other crap he's doing, dude.
Well, okay. He did like an ultra marathon.
Yeah, he did like but he was also when he did
I'm
that
pretty
ultra
sure
marathon,
Arthur's
he
only
done,
like 30 miles or something.
But he was already like a Navy SEAL and shit, doing hella crazy shit. So. And I'm not that.
It was like 30 miles.
But you're closer to your prime. He was all fat. He went through a fat stage. You know? Because you've done that cross country.
That was when I was a kid.
You never got fat. With KG, you all of a sudden wanted to run a marathon with him by next year. It's more of a battle.
Would it be more of a battle? I mean,
so what about you, KG? When are you going to get fit, huh?
When am I going to get fit? That's a good question.
I like to ask him that all the time.
Because that's what I want. On a daily basis.
Well, because I hit up Reed too. I had the idea of biking to work because David Goggins says he does it. He says it's like a 10-12 mile bike. That's exactly what it is for me. So I was like, fuck. It's like he's challenging me. And then so
honestly,
I hit up you guys.
If it was flat ground, I might think about it.
That's being a bitch to me. The world's not flat ground. Life's not going to be flat ground. You know? Life's never going to hand you flat ground. It's got to take some fucking hills out.
Says very unhealthy. Very quality.
Gross.
248. That's gross.
But I think, like I said in the peer review, I think you count yourself out too early before the fight even starts, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody does that. I don't know, I wasn't sure.
I would say him
to
especially, though. Like, I think we all should have that goal. Like, we should all knock out a marathon by the end of next year. Because then I think KG off the bat's looking to himself like, kind of like the victim, like, I have it the hardest out of us three just because of the weight. But I think he's just as capable. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're not wrong. It could happen.
Would you want to accept that challenge then?
No, I wouldn't accept the challenge at all.
So why?
You're talking about that one guy who does, he said he did like, he did like something he could, wasn't sure if he could do. He was 50-50 on it. He's like, yeah, I have to do something like that every month.
Yeah.
That's sketchy. Like, I don't know. Well, it depends on what kind of thing it is.
It's just hard stuff.
If it's risking your physical health. He says he wants to do something
hard once a month.
Hella hard, though. Synthesize it.
Nah, he says, like, let's say he, like, something like you got a 12-mile regular or whatever, you know that's your limit. Once a month, he will try.
Definitely, no.
Instead,
if you know that's your limit, then exactly, you're already wrong.
Instead, he'll go for 50 or 60, you know, instead of doubling it. He'll try to triple it, which is hard.
Yeah, because
doubling it is doable, but tripling it gives him the 50-50 chance of succeeding.
Okay.
And he tries to do that all the time, like going caribou hunting with his homie. He doesn't know if he's gonna catch a caribou. You know, it's a 50-50 thing, but it's gonna be a battle because
you shoot way higher and then you'll land fucking. Hello.
How's it going?
We went to go get some water, and now we're smoking.
I don't know how to end it.
I got nothing else.
We're done talking because I ruined the vibes.
No, you didn't.
They were going to ask me how personal shit,
and we were. You were personal shit. Okay. You were scared we would take it that direction. We weren't going to. I was going to tell a little story about how KG gave me meth one time. And then Reed doesn't want to talk about that sort of stuff, so it's understandable. We'll tell you that story next time. For the record, it was on accident. It's a funny little story. Well, he says it was on accident. I'm just kidding. It probably was. We thought it was something else.
You were like in high school still?
High school partying. He came through from a rave with some Molly in parentheses.
Quote unquote.
He looked fucked up. There was a little bit in the bag he left. I was like, let me try this shit out. Terrible night. Terrible decision.
Carson City's finest, though.
Johnny just scared me. He's like,
I scared him.
He's like, all right, I'm going to dig deep now. I'm a fucking journalist. And I was like, oh shit, dude.
I'm a journalist.
They're like, I'm a private dude. I was like, what the fuck? Like, chill out.
If you come on here, I might ask you your deepest and darkest fears out of nowhere, out of left field, out of nowhere. But that's okay. You're not obligated to answer that. How about life or death? Can we talk about that a little bit? What do you think happens when you die?
I don't know, dude.
I know you can answer that. It's not personal. Just off the bat.
Just talk with me. Like, we're just talking.
We're talking. I just asked you a question.
Saying, you just scared me with that statement that you made. You're like, I was like, oh, fuck, bro. Like,
well, I wanted you to be prepared. Because who knows where I'm at.
What if you did ask and you weren't ready?
Who knows what we're after. Yeah,
exactly. If you weren't ready for it, is what happened.
No, respect, dude. That's what it's all about.
I wanted you to be ready for it before we went back on air.
Yes, sir.
So what happens after death?
Yeah, what do you think?
You just rot.
You just think you're just in a coffin in the middle of the day.
No, I'm just kidding. That's if your body rots. Yeah.
I mean, maybe what if that's what it is? And they're really just all hype on this other shit. But it literally just in some fucking dirt.
What about your consciousness? Do you just keep dreaming then?
Does your consciousness just see the coffin?
Can't get out of the coffin.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Why I'm trying to be cremated.
Why would you like, not turn be able me to into get nothing out of the but coffin? Ash.
What if it's fucking stuck.
But is your consciousness that would make it connected to
your body?
I think
the separation happens as soon as you die, as soon as the moment of death. And then you can kind of walk away, do whatever you want from that point.
Your massive energy?
Yeah, and I think you can just go travel the galaxy and see some beautiful sights and shit.
That would be crazy.
Because that's what our next guest, I think he believes. My homie died and he was like, yeah, bro, he's in like this quadrant and shit. He's doing fine. Comes and visits me sometimes.
Quadrant?
Yeah, well,
yeah. I don't know.
So what do you think? Do you agree with that or what?
I don't know what you... When you said quadrant, it fucked me up a little bit. I don't know what quadrant is talking about.
He said some
but,
shit.
But I understand when he's talking about, like, comes to visit me and stuff. Well, he like, was stuff like that makes
he
sense.
He was like, he was in, like, this... it all makes he sense. He said he was in this galaxy of this region or whatever, you know?
Well, shit, dude, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, probably he probably was the whole time when he was alive, too. We probably all are there. Whatever. Wherever it is.
So, Book of Zen. Was it called Way of Zen?
Yeah, the Way of Zen.
Is that what you're trying to achieve? Zen?
I guess if I say yeah, then I'm not achieving it.
Oh, really? That's crazy. That's a good way to look at it.
No, just chilling, bro.
That's within yourself.
So you know what's crazy, what I think? I feel like I'm heavily driven on money and income and making money and shit just to survive and shit. And I feel like you're more driven on just happiness and shit.
Yeah, happiness or like peace or just some kind of mental spot.
So I talk about money all the time and how I'm trying to get it.
That's fire, dude. I mean, that's a pretty real thing that you need.
Like, well, so
it's your happiness.
Though. This one time, I hit up my friend.
Looking, I guess yeah, it doesn't.
I hit up my friend looking for investors, right? And he was like, "I'm kind of just investing in my happiness right now." Because I was like, "You don't have any savings that you're trying to fuck around with, or what?" And he was like, "I'm investing in my happiness right now." And to me, that's how I kind of seem like I like almost related that to Reed.
But like, yeah. Can't you just fucking blame on me? Bought a key to my happiness.
Yeah, you got. You could really, for real, just look at the wind and the trees, and you're like,
wow. I'm investing in trying to have way more happiness in the future. You know.
I got this book right here.
If one Tesla makes me happy now, I'm sure five will make me more happy.
There's some crazy shit in here that probably pertains to this. I can't even get it out. This is the book, dude.
What book you just bought your backpack?
Right here.
That's a phone?
Maybe I shouldn't drop the name of it because it's like copyright or whatever. I don't know.
I think you could share a book.
You could say the name, but like I think audio files you can't play.
It just says either you do it like it's a big weight on you, or you do it as part of the dance. Surfing.
The chicken seas.
The chicken seas. Real OGs know what book we're talking about. I don't care, maybe you could say the book. Can you say the book?
Yeah.
Just drop hella names like
Be Here Now, right?
Yeah,
you can say the name.
This is a crazy book. Pretty much what this shit is.
Little Blue Book. Be Here Now. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we close it out?
There's no ashtray in here.
Like crack? Can we talk about it? I'm just kidding.
Crack, huh? Don't do it.
How about hookers? Prostitution. Nevada is legal. No other state it is. How do you guys feel about that? Growing up as a child, how did you feel about that? Like, did you think about it at all?
It was pretty sick.
I thought it was cool.
Never gone across.
I was like, let's say I'm a little boy, fifth grade or something. I was like, let's
say. Do you need to go get a prostitute?
I was like, hold on. You're telling me when I turn 18, I can go rent a woman for a night?
Rent a woman.
And they're just like, yep.
Should we go do it?
And they're like, here's the good part about that, even better. You can choose what part you want. And I'm like, what? Like a little boy, just mind blown. So from the start, I thought it was tight. And then also, it's always been a big tourist attraction. Let's say I'm walking from high school, just walking home. I saw this dude at the gas station one time. He's like, which way is the whorehouses? Even as a little boy, I'm just like, that way. Lucky guy. Can't wait till I'm old enough.
That way.
And then it's funny because when I'm old enough, I never partake. I never have.
Have you gone? I haven't gone.
Me and Reed have walked in there.
Oh, yeah, we did a little tour one time.
But could you get the real tour?
That's what they were talking about. Yeah, the fucking motherfucker.
What's the real tour?
That's what I'm saying.
You're actually fucking them?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because that's what they were talking about, the real
tour. I had some money in my pocket and I was thinking about it at the
time. How much do you think it is?
quite expensive. You know what? Okay, so this is how our experience went.
Dude, so this girl's like fucking bank there.
Were we just doing nothing at the time? Or what? Why did we go there?
I think we were going to the tattoo parlor, and then they told... It was like a 15-minute wait. Because they were tattooing someone.
Okay.
And we're like, fuck it, whorehouse.
So we went to the whorehouse to go meet some whores. And then, it was the funniest thing ever.
Dude, didn't you go to that one in Vegas? I know there's that one down, but that alien.
Yeah, we walked in that alien one too. So, the one up here.
Those fools rent rooms for like $20 a night.
The one in Vegas?
Those bitches were expensive. They were talking about like $2,000 for shit.
On the way to Vegas?
Yeah, you know the one right outside the alien gas station?
Yeah.
That whole town is a little creepy.
World's largest firecracker from my vlog, you know, catch the world's largest nut.
$2,000
for some, I don't know what they're talking about.
Some weak ass pussy?
I think they were talking about head and shit too. I was like, you're ridiculous. Don't even fuck with me. But yeah, so these women up here, we walked in there. She rang a little bell. They came and lined up. There's a couple bad ones, huh?
Yeah, they're like, pick one.
Decent win. Pretty cool experience.
What chick did you pick?
I let Reed go first. He instantly chose the hottest one. It was hella funny. And then I chose the second hottest one, which is like a white girl. He chose a Latin again, I'm pretty sure.
You should have gotten some busted probably, you know, give it a little time of day.
Yeah, it was funny. We could have done that to compare.
So now you're babysitting the pipe, dude.
All right, here, go ahead.
It's not a crack pipe, for the record.
I'm telling a story, but go ahead. So, just fucking, where was
marijuana.
That? I don't know how his experience went. I'm pretty sure it went different for him because my chick was pretty nice to me. We just walked to her little room. Her hand was like a little oily. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, she was nice to me.
That's what scared
me
out of it off the top.
She wasn't mean to me.
She scared me out of it as soon as her hand was a little oily because I was like, this felt weird. You know?
Well, she was just clammy.
Who knows? She could have been... I think she was, like, lotioning it up before that or something because it felt like lotion.
Or she just got done jerking some dude off.
I was hoping not. That's what scared me. I was like, fuck, there goes my hand. So, we went to her room. She was telling me about it. She's like, yeah, we can live here and shit or whatever. Or have the option to. She had her little MacBook down there on her bed. And then we sat down. She was pretty hot. She was, like, a blonde chick. Big butt. Big tits. Pretty fucking hot. She was, and then she also, I don't know why she, I think she was just telling me about how the experience, she was like, yeah, so we don't even, really, like, you know, have sex a lot. She says, like, a lot of old people come in here to cuddle and shit like that. She's like, because she was saying she was new here. She's like, I'm new here.
So you're just like, fuck
that. What I was thinking is, I was thinking she was saying she's new here just because if you tell someone that off the bat, they're probably like, good, she hasn't been ran through as much, you know, I'm going to use this one. Right? Because me.
I'm going to use this one. Yeah, I mean. She's fresh.
Exactly. So she was like, yeah, I'm a little new here. Mostly all I've really done is like...
using the streets.
She says a lot of people come here to cuddle and stuff like that or blowjobs.
She's probably been out in these streets for 20-some years.
Yeah, so I was on
she
the fence.
She just had the game down to a T. And
I was
like,
on the
I
fence.
Tell everybody I'm new.
Had some money in my pocket and I was she thinking about it. But I didn't want to make him wait because that would have been hella funny though, right? Like we both walk in for a tour and it come out like 30
minutes
later.
I'm pretty sure we had like a tattoo and like... 15 minutes or something like that.
You're playing this your tattoo appointment or is it the one?
I don't even remember whose appointment it was or what would happen.
It's probably mine because that's where I go.
Skeleton skin?
Yeah. Probably got this bitch.
That's where I go too, dude. Everybody fucking in Carson goes there. Yep. Everybody goes there.
I guess used to.
Used to, right? I haven't gone there in a while.
Me either. Do you have plans to get more tattoos or what? I thought you said you wanted more.
Yeah, probably. Of course, yeah, probably.
Yeah, whorehouses, though. She told me a lot of cuddling. I think she was lying, though.
Well, she just wanted some tits.
She was pretty hot. I thought she was trying to throw me some messages. Like, you know, I'll give you a deal. Because she was like, a lot of oral. I was like, shit, she read my mind. But I think it would have been like $250 or something. I was not trying to do that.
For some oral?
Yeah.
$250.
I was like 18 at the time, probably a little bit less. Like, I had money in my pocket, I could have afforded it, probably not. So I was like, nah.
I'm not gonna smoke another bowl without an ashtray, just packing that shit down on top of it.
Is that what you've been doing?
Low key.
You know what we should do? We should go back.
It's like the Antichrist.
And we should try to interview one of them.
Well,
At the warehouse?
Yeah. Podcaster.
You get charges.
Yeah, you get charged just like the same.
No, I mean while we're clapping. No, I'm just kidding. You just like smacking in the back. So what's it like working here?
Jesus.
That's crazy, your job's just a substitute.
Your job's gonna be a fucking use your hand.
They probably negotiate.
We hired KG to be the stutter of our kennel.
What are you guys doing with your kennel, dude? I don't know nothing about that.
Cash is almost a year, so KG's gonna jack him off soon.
Gotta collect the sperm.
He doesn't want to shove it in Coco, though, because he thinks that's weird.
In fact, I don't want to.
Isn't that weird? That's funny. Huh?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about Coco.
Our dog, yeah.
So like I'd rather jerk him off than stick something
in. Than inseminate her.
Yeah.
Can't you just, like, hire.
Because their hips are too tiny for them to do it naturally.
But isn't there, like,
a dog jerk off specialist?
No, no, but, like, somebody who just has another dog and they're like, yo, like, if you let your dog fuck my dog, then I'll pay you $400. Or I don't know what the price, where the market is. But you know what I'm saying?
Well, someone has to do
I think you're lost, yeah.
Someone has to, like, hit you up.
No, somebody has to jack the dog off to get the sperm.
Oh, they don't just, like, put them in
That's
the
That's what
room,
I'm saying. Our dogs are too small. Frenchies and bullies are too small to do it themselves.
Oh, for real?
So you have to artificially do it. So you jack them off.
So that's how they've all been made for,
yeah,
like...
That's why it's kind of a debate on the dog breed in general, because they're like, they can't do it naturally.
How long have those breeds been around?
I don't know.
Probably
01? What, Frenchies?
I don't know when they started. Like, started.
I was thinking, like, a micro bullies. This is so fairly new.
Really? It's a new breed? But yeah, so you gotta jack a dog off and inseminate a female.
I'd rather jack a dog off to inseminate the girl.
I don't wanna touch
you. Dude, I zoned out, bro. I zoned out.
We're talking about artificially inseminating dogs.
Oh yeah, Frenchies and shit.
Yeah.
They must be new if they... If that's how you gotta do it. I'm just dumb, bro. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Just kidding, I'm smart as fuck.
Nobody really knows that, I would assume.
I don't know either.
Going into it.
I don't think I thought about it, but I think I knew it. You know,
I knew, but I didn't think about it.
You know some dogs can't do it naturally, but it's just funny. So, yeah. That's gonna be your job, so. I'm judging these women.
Smoke is getting to my head, bro.
I bet we'll make more of those, though.
Smells like a fucking campfire everywhere.
You don't know? I don't think those women are pulling too much money.
They're making like 4.5
million. Not all of them.
Hey, stop having campfires out there in the woods, you sons of bitches. We're sick of the smoke.
Not all of them are pulling.
Stop lighting off firecrackers and being arsonists. And
even the lowest.
Clean your forests and...
Right there?
Shit. Mm-hmm.
How do you know this?
The girl I used to work with used to work at the warehouses. And just from then, like...
The lowest pullers are pulling 100? The
lowest pullers are pulling 100. I could be wrong on that. That's what she told me.
What are you talking about?
Whores.
Whores, still.
The whorehouses.
And how much they make.
Like a night?
He said the lowest pullers, like the top, the lowest women are pulling 100K still a year.
Oh, 100K a year. Okay. Damn.
So I'm saying they make a lot.
Well, that place is like world famous, isn't it?
And he said some are making millions.
Well, they might say they were.
Millions?
In
Northern?
Or in Nevada.
Not really, there's a couple.
Oh, okay, the only good one. Like the one.
You
that,
haven't even been there.
Like
how
the one
that's
that
good.
The one that's been talked about the most.
Yeah, it is the most famous.
The Bunny Ranch, like everybody, you know?
Definitely.
People probably low key come from all around.
Dude, the Bunny Ranch.
Like, I bet
every once in a while I think about spending some money there.
If we had a list of, like, celebrities who probably come there.
You know what's how funny I am? I feel like I fell in love with that girl's butt, that white girl. And for years I've thought about it, and I've just wanted to go back and see if she's still there.
Probably like, not.
I would hope not.
I would hope not.
She's still there and she's blown the fuck out.
Can we go back there?
We can go right now.
Probably.
You said you had to see your mother.
We can shut this podcast off right now.
Oh, shit. We're right down the street.
Dude, yeah. I grew up like...
Can we get a drink?
Yeah, let's end this podcast right now.
Turn it off.
Just one drink.
We're going to the whorehouse.
Are we serious? Because I'm only shutting it down if we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, chill.
Shut the fucking podcast off.
Drinks at the Bunny Ranch. Catch you guys in the next episode. We're going to ask KG what it's like to have herpes. After the Bunny Ranch, you know, you get it. Imagine that. We check back in 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
He got her pregnant. No, no, I'm pretty sure they make you wrap it up. We'll go find out, though.
You can slide it off on accident.
I'm pretty sure. so that's what I was saying. So I think you could work with them on the price. Let's say you charm them up a little bit. So you could probably work with them on that, too, you know? So I guess we'll find out. Let's go see what kind of drinks they got. Bunny Ranch? Whorehouse? Or whatever. Till next time. That's another AA. That was your first AA meeting, correct?
Yeah.
Nice. Absolutely arrogant.
Peace, guys.
Log us out, KG.
Next Sunday.
You know what? Fuck that. We'll try to drop two this week just for being so late on last week. I got a crazy fucking guest. I'm bringing Cy back from my last podcast. Motherfucking psychopath Cy. Dude's a nut. Master of knowledge. He's going to teach us about witchcraft and these larva things that cause negative emotion. It's going to be crazy. Absolutely arrogant. Peace.
What?
What?
That bitch said what?
That bitch said what?
And he said what?
What?
And then she said what?